All right, Wednesday evening, 1-4-22. No, it ain't. 1-4-22. I'll have a teaching tonight. It's go show yourself to the priest. Danny knows that part. He walked in my office, saw it laying there. So that's just the title. So anyway. All right, Matthew chapter 8. Sometimes the Lord just speaks to me something, a title, a thought, or something, so I write it down. If I don't, then later I'll think, now what was that? You know. All right, Matthew 8, verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. See, Jesus walked under the old covenant. And he was dealing with old covenant people. I mean, they were called strictly to the house of Israel. And so he dealt with the man according to, under the law, if he thought he was clean, he would go and present himself to the priest. All right. Well, let's just look at that. This is Leviticus 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall go out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. Then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. So this is what they would do under the law. You can read that whole chapter if you want to. It gets kind of, you know, into detail about things. But anyway, so what was Jesus saying to the man on that day? Basically, if you believe that you're well, then act like you are well. What would you do if you were? You'd go show yourself to the priest. All right? This was common in Jesus' ministry. All right, in the beginning, the Father called those things to be not as though they were. We saw you see in Genesis 1. He saw the earth without form and void, and he said, Light be. He called for what he wanted. Before the law, so did Abraham. See, God is a faith God. The law was not his idea. So if the law could have done it, then he wouldn't have sent Jesus. But the law couldn't. That's the only way. A perfect sacrifice. Okay, now Romans 4. Abraham, considered the father of our faith. Romans 4:13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world. Now think about this. He's barren. His wife is barren. So, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of non-effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure for all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he but was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. You know, after she had Isaac, she lived about 40 years to see him grown. And then Abraham married and had sons and daughters. So something supernatural happened to them both, because he said his body was as good as dead. It was an act of faith to just do what needs to be done to conceive. Think about that. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So he had to do something. When God made this promise to him, they had, to the best of their ability, have to act out in their faith to even conceive. It wasn't an immaculate conception like Jesus. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, Strong's, what does peace mean here? Verse 5, Romans 5:1. It means prosperity. Peace means prosperity. The vines, the word shalom, primarily signifies wholeness. Wholeness. Yeah. All right, we'll look over to James chapter 1, verse 4. One more word. This is, says here, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Well, the word entire means complete in every part, perfectly sound in body. Yeah. Think about that. Just because the Israelites wanted a set of rules and regulations, it did not stop the faith God for providing a way for a person under the old covenant to be able to act in faith and receive healing, soundness, wholeness, preservation. It didn't matter what area. Like I said, the law was not God's idea. That was the Israelites' idea. They said, well, just tell us what to do and we'll obey it. We're used to that. We just do what they tell us, whatever they tell us to do. Sound familiar? Well, the IRS is illegal, but we just pay it anyway. Because, you know, if you don't do it, they'll throw you in jail. But it's illegal under the Constitution. It's not even a United States corporation either. It's in Puerto Rico. Is it Puerto Rico? But that's the way it was. They, whatever, you know, we're going to do whatever the law says we're supposed to do, because that's what we're used to doing. God wanted to take them in by faith. He wanted them to go in and take out the giants, but they be not able. We be as grasshoppers in their sight. Isn't this the same thing Jesus is telling them? Well, go show yourself to the priest. People say, he performed miracles. No, he didn't. In that respect, he said, your faith, it's based on your faith. If you believe you're whole, then act like you are. Right? Okay. All right. So, someone walking under the old covenant could go show himself to the priest and expect the priest to say you're clean. That's what Jesus said on different occasions to different people throughout the gospel, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All right, we're going to look at that. Matthew 8. I know in The Chosen there's one scene that stuck with all the different parts of the I've only seen season one. When the young man's laying there on the ground, he's a cripple. And Jesus said, get up and walk. And the guy looks at him like, are you crazy? Jesus just looks at him and goes, kind of smiles like, it's up to you. And I remember that. He gets up and walks. See, the law tells you, you can't walk. You can't walk. You're crippled, and you can't walk. That's what the law says. But faith says, yeah, you can. Be it unto me, thee as thou hast said. Call those things to be not as though they were. We're not under the law of sin and death. We're under the law of faith. What does it say about faith? Nothing is impossible to him who believes, or all things are possible to him that believe. Don't ever tell anybody they can't do something. Don't ever tell anybody that they won't receive. Because it's up to them. It's already been done. And what do you think Jesus came for? To reinstate what was before all this law mess, all this junk. All right. Matthew 8:14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. She got up and acted like she was well. She started cooking, serving people, waiting on people. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. A whole lot of that was going on. All right, Matthew 9. You know, it reminds me of the little girl. I didn't put this in there, but Jairus' daughter, when he told them after she was raised from the dead to feed her. In other words, act like she's well. Don't coddle her. Well, baby, you've been sick. You better just, you know, stay in. People will lapse and die. Or get sick. So Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. It's up to you. All right, 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. I bet he was. He was fed up with it. Lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their face, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For rather it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. And that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. Did Jesus perform a miracle? Did the guy act in faith? Huh? Jesus just presented a possibility to him. Have you considered this? You've been there a long time. How about you consider this? Why don't you just get up and walk? The man acted on faith. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. It's always been there. Always. See, we lost our way. That's why Jesus came. He is called the way. He just brought people back to what God had done for them. There was stuff like this going on in the Old Covenant too, on rare occasions. Okay, let's keep going. Mark 1. Verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. And said unto him, See thou say nothing to any man. Why, they talk him out of it. It's like Brother Hagin, whenever he had Bell's palsy, he woke up with it, and he waited till Wednesday night had the pastor pray for him. And he received his healing. And on the way home, he was telling the girl he was walking with that he was healed. And then he stopped off at the house, and her mother was trying to talk him out of it. Oh, well, we know you got a strong constitution. You know, you come up off a deathbed, but you know, you don't look healed to us. You know, you still look funny. He said, well, I'm healed. And the next morning, he come back over there. I thought, I wouldn't want to hang around those people anyway. And sure enough, his face was back the way it was supposed to be. See, he grasped it by faith, and some old bat tried to talk him out of it. You want them old Pentecostal bats, you know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you that from what I remember, they knew nothing about the word of faith. I'll just say that. I'll be nice about it. They thought, if we don't see it, we don't believe it. And so Jesus said, See that thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And he went out and began to publish it and to blaze abroad the matter. Jesus told him, Don't tell anybody, go to the priest. Yeah. Some people couldn't follow instructions to save their life. All right, let's keep going here. Mark 2. Verse 1, And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. I think this is the episode that is in The Chosen, this particular incident here, because they put him down through the roof. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Mark 10. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. His coat signified he was blind. He said, "I don't need this rag anymore." Man, that man was full of faith. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Oh, Jesus performed a miracle. Now it says here the man's faith made him whole. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Jesus just showed him the way, right? The man had faith to be healed. He just needed somebody to encourage him. So much of the time, that's the way it is. Because that's the way God's made us. All right, let's keep going here. Luke 5. I don't have a whole bunch of those, so I didn't write down every one, just a few. So you get the message. Luke 5:12. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." Immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for the cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. All right, let's keep going here. Luke 6:1. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. Certain the Pharisees said unto them, "Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days?" And Jesus answering them said, "Have you not read so much as this, what David did when himself was a hungered, and they which were with him, how he went to the house of God and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priest alone?" And he said unto them, "That the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." And it came to pass also in another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. And he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Rise up and stand forth in the midst." And he rose and stood forth, and Jesus said unto them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy?" And looking around about them, he said unto the man, "Stretch forth thy hand." Well, everybody knows a man with a withered hand can't stretch his hand out. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. That was his faith. And they were filled with madness and consumed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Does everyone know that? A man with a withered hand can't stretch it out? Well, Jesus told him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did. I remember when I did whatever I did to my shoulder here, and for about 8 months I couldn't really move it. And we'd gone to Dana's house, and I prayed in the Spirit all the way home, and I imagined myself using my arm. When I got home, I could move it further than I had been able to move it. Yeah. Supernatural. It was the way it was with this man. But the Lord wouldn't have asked me to do that if it wasn't so, right? It wasn't possible. He's expecting you to act out your faith. All right. John 5. It's not always easy. I know these. We can read these stories, and it might sound like it just, who knows? Maybe it took him a while to be able to do it. I don't know. But we read these stories, and it sounds like it's so simple and it's so easy, but it's not always that simple and that easy when it's you and it's your situation. All right. After this, there was a feast. Chapter 5, verse 1, of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great number of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying, knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? I can just imagine. What? You got to be kidding. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise. Take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. See, Jesus was getting them to exercise their belief, their faith. He'd say, your faith has made you whole. They acted on the word that Jesus said to them. And it made them whole. Oh, but Jesus did miracles. Well, it indicates to me a lot of this is just people acting on the word of faith. I'm not discounting the miracles of Jesus. He did do miracles. But a lot of cases, he was just stimulating their faith. He said, this will be if you'll do this. Whether we believe it or not has everything to do with it. All right. Luke 6. Verse 1. Did I read? Wait a minute. Okay. Luke 6. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. You know, it would have helped us so much in the Bible had they translated some things properly. This is, I'm sorry, I'm in John. I'm sorry. Luke 6.
We already read Luke 6.
1. All right, then I'm in John. Let me go back to John. Okay. All right. Did I read John 5:1? Yes, I did. That's just what I read. Okay. I wrote down here 45 through 50. Well, that can't be right. All right. Let's just go to Acts 3. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid dead at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms, and Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I remember times where Brother Hagin was talking about people, you know, the Lord would say, okay, he would pray for them, and then he'd tell them to take off running. One guy, he'd been burned so bad, all he could do was scoot. And Brother Hagin run over there and took hold of his hand. The guy got up and started, and by the time he went around the church, he was running. And this was a man who was burned so bad, he had such bad scar tissue, he couldn't do that. He scooted around. Then Brother Hagin took his arm, and then they got up and ran around the church. Yeah. All kinds of stuff like that. I mean, I guess the Lord, I can't remember all of the story. Maybe the Lord just told him, okay, if you believe you will, get up and run around the church. I don't know. But whatever the case, a bunch of people got their healing. All right, that was Acts 3. Let's look at Acts 9. 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda, and there he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed." And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Now, the next story, I'm not going to read it. It's Tabitha. Peter prays and tells her to get up. He says, "Tabitha, I say unto thee, arise." And she got up. Now, I may might consider that more of a miracle, because the woman didn't have anything to do with it, but Peter did. All right? Establishing that God is a faith God, and he sent his son that walked by faith, it is safe to assume that we also have a part to play in our healing and other matters. Faith has a corresponding action. A lot of people get prayed for and they're waiting for something to happen. And nothing's going to happen, for the most part. Or they go and they go to a meeting where maybe a healing, someone that has a healing ministry prays for people and they get well, and then in a few days the devil comes to steal the word and they lapse back into wherever they were before. Okay? Faith has a corresponding action. This is James 2:26. I know Brother Hagin on the bed of sickness, he got a hold of Mark 11, 22, 23, 24. And one morning the Lord said, "Well, if he is well, you'd be up of a morning." And he got up. It took him a while to get in there. Then he went to sit down to eat, and his grandpa said, "Has Lazarus arisen?" And then he said he went back to his bedroom and sat in his chair all day, and the devil tried to convince him he was going to die. Yeah. But anyway, he didn't. He lived a long time. Okay, 2:26. "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." There's always an action to your faith, always. I'd be asking the Lord, "Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? What is the action?" Well, the action I would say is, what you couldn't do before, do. Or, don't let what used to stop you stop you. Yeah. "Go show yourself to the priest, take up your bed and walk," etc. These are all faith's corresponding actions. If you believe the word, then you got to act like you believe the word. That's faith's corresponding action. I didn't see any special things that these people did to receive. They just acted on what Jesus said. All right, look at Hebrews 11. "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, we know the Faith Hall of Fame. It talks about the different things people did by faith in the Hall of Fame. We all know that. All right, I didn't write all that down. We're going to look at just a few. The first one right here is Noah. "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet." What was not seen as yet? Rain. What's rain? "He moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." He was probably called this that old coot up there on the hill, building that boat. Been building it 120 years, trying to red pill us, you know, and she's saying, you know, they're just another one of those conspiracy theories. It's going to rain. What's rain? Never seen rain. What happened when all the rain started? "Let me in!" Too late. God shut them in. Couldn't open it from the outside. It had to be open from the inside. If it was going to open, it would have to be on the inside. What happened? They all died. "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, with whose builder and maker is God." So he left everything and we took off walking. Lord didn't show him nothing. He said, "I'll tell you when you get there." "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." All right. "Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable." Woman that was barren. Mother of nations. Multitudes. These are just a few. They walked in faith. What does that mean? It means that at some point, God required them to believe it was so even before they saw it. Just because you have symptoms means nothing. Go show yourself to the priest. Act like what the Word of God says is true, and in due time it will appear true. People seem to forget that faith works like a seed. You plant it, it grows and matures. All right, we're going to look at Mark 4. This is what this parable is about. Seed time and harvest. All right, verse 14. The sower soweth the word. Ever heard the concept of seed faith? You know, it was big in the... People wrote books about it. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Yeah. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. They let go. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world. Well, you know, just like we talked about the instances where Jesus said, don't talk to anybody. Go show yourself to the priest. Feed her. Don't treat her like an invalid. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word that becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. This parable is about believing the word and holding on to it amid the onslaught of the devil trying to steal it away by presenting the opposite, that the opposite is true. Well, I thought we believed in faith, I thought, but it sure don't look like it. It's like the little lady that lost her son. And her husband kept asking her, well, why are you going to the man of God? It's not the Sabbath. It's not the new moon. All is well. She maintained that confession. All is well. Little lady with issue of blood. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. She pulled such faith out of him, he turned around and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciple said, there's thousands of people touching your clothes. But he felt the power of God leave his body and went into that woman, and she was well. Yeah. What?
Read Luke 17:11.
17:11, okay. Like I said, I didn't put everything in there.
Yeah, this one has the same as your title.
And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Yeah, that's probably the one I should have put in the very first. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And he saw them. He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks that he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Well, they were cleansed, but he was made whole. Big difference. They probably had to go around looking awful for the rest of their life. It didn't progress any further But this guy is like he never had it. Your faith will make you whole.